the kingdom must be received. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went you out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went you out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went you out for to see? A prophet? Yes, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he, of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who shall prepare the way before you. Truly I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you will receive it, this is Elijah, who was for to come. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew chapter 11 verses 7 to 15. Receiving the kingdom justifies the Father. When the messengers of John had departed, Jesus began to speak to the multitudes concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who are gorgeously apparelled and live in luxury are in kings' courts. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. For I say to you, among those born of women there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And when all the people heard Jesus, even the tax collectors justified God, having been baptized with the baptism of John. Luke chapter 7 verses 24 to 29. Those who reject the kingdom tries to justify themselves. And when all the people heard Jesus, even the tax collectors justified God, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the will of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him. And the Lord said, To what then shall I liken the men of this generation, and what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, saying, We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, He has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, Look, a glutton and a winebibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified by all her children. Luke chapter 7 verse 29-35. Self-justification is an abomination to the Father. Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, also heard all these things, and they derided Jesus. And he said to them, You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressing into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one tittle of the law to fail. Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced from her husband commits adultery. Luke chapter 16 verse 14-18. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus makes it unmistakably clear, the kingdom of God is not inherited by status, tradition, or intellect. It must be received. The Father's will is revealed through his Son, and those with ears to hear must respond with repentance, faith, and obedience. From the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom has been forcefully advancing, and only those who press in with sincerity, humility, and urgency can lay hold of it. Those who receive the kingdom, tax collectors, the broken, the humble, justified God. They acknowledged his righteousness, surrendered to his call, and were baptized in obedience. But those who rejected the kingdom, Pharisees, lawyers, the self-righteous, justified themselves. They resisted the will of God and clung to religious pride. Yet Jesus declares, God knows your hearts, and what men esteem, God may abhor. The kingdom cannot be entered with self-justification. It must be entered with brokenness, hunger, and full submission to the will of God. Every generation will be confronted with the same decision. Will you receive or resist the kingdom? Will you justify God or justify yourself? Jesus has spoken. Let every heart take heed. The kingdom is at hand. It is proclaimed. It is advancing. It must be received, on God's terms, not ours. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew chapter 11 verse 15.